Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Zumhlangiwam, I think it simply means I know that Maridima lives. If it's loosely translated, that's how, in my own understanding, I hope that's what they're saying there. Ngiyamwazi umhlengiwam. Bring us to exactly 20 minutes to 7 right here on to 8. Oh, 20 minutes to 8 on Radio Popeti, your daily companion. I'm about to be joined by Muruti David Malate right here on Radio Popeti, your daily companion. It looks like I've just spoken with him in a little while and a while ago, but it looks like this other line is giving me some problems to get hold of him. And yes, he'll be speaking with us this evening. Jaka khale, jaka batla ba bui bari. Mojamra ho ki khus, ya kitika sutu. Baby, oh, the subscriber, mpule like a subscriber, ya no. Yeriki mulike kai, this other numbers. Can I lay how many options? I think more than 4 options that I can use to go get hold of all the people of Amkolotam. So, yeah. I'll get hold of you. We'll be speaking with him in a little. Let me see if he's there on this other line. Muruti. Muruti. So, it will be a number, so it will be a number.
No.
That's a jolly jolly. That's a manje manje. What is your name? The old ones. We are in the fourth industrial revolution. Probably we are already in the fifth industrial revolution as we speak, Muruti. So things change and technology changes like nobody's business, you know. Yeah. Muruti,
sorry. No, I'm used to talking about Muruti, this technology things.
Muruti.
Greetings, Muruti Mwabi, and your beloved listeners of Radio Popeti. Madume Hasele.
What is happening tonight?
Muruti, I just want us to touch this under the subtitle, Liberated for Loyalty. When we look in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 6, verse number 10, It reads as follows: God is always fair. He will remember how you held his people in the past, how you are still helping them. You belong to God, and he won't forget the love you have shown his people. Now, in a nutshell, Muruti, there is a saying that says, commitment is spelled loyalty. And we have reached Nagoyeo Kayona. Many people, they are somehow exhausted, no, maybe they are depleted. You know, when coming to this subject, we address tonight, ailing loyalty. People are no longer loyal, Maruti. People in relationships, in each and every given organizations, in churches, workplace, you name it all. People, They have reached a point where somehow they became exhausted. Why? Because sometimes they don't understand nor differentiate commitment and then someone is driven by ego and no pride. Remember, there are people by Zandito sometimes only to be seen. People by Lord Bakimoya will hypocrisy where when they perform whatever that they do and there is none who will, you know, recognize them, they simply get discouraged. But we need to understand when we try to dissect this verse number 10 that work in love, work and labor of love, Muruti won't see. But if you are saved, this is why you are rewarded. And this is where good works come in, you know. And if we go a little bit further, we realize that sometimes when we are discouraged, you know, we often think God has forgotten all we have done for Him and His people. But that means to say then God would cease to be God if He can be categorized in that manner. He would be unjust, and if He happened to forget such things, then really He cannot be God.
Mudimu is connected to our emotions, and Mudimu get our emotions. If you feel down, Lena is down. If you feel like He doesn't love us, that means He doesn't love us, which is not true at all.
It doesn't work that way, Murudi, because remember, God sees and remembers, and many people. Many people, you know, lose sight of the fact that God sees their sins. Why? Because they only want the recognition, not from God. And anything that comes from human beings, it is temporal. And for the longest of time, I've engaged a lot of you know men of God, in confidence, and you could realize that a lot of people they are exhausted, broken, and depleted, and even when you go to Bazalwane as well, somehow lebona bakhatheke, you know to them to do good does no longer justify, your manner and the way that they were saved. They no longer realize that grace that kept them going for the longest of time. Why? The spirit of selfishness and self-love overtake, you know, this generation here today to the sense that everything emoto ayetang, if it's a benefit here, they're not going to do it at all. But not realizing that for the longest of time, in order for us to draw people to see the love and the grace of God, meaning to be loyal and committed to the cause, we don't have to bring our own Muruti, spices and ingredients to raise false hopes from these people, because for what people really need, if the truth needs to be told tonight, is the how part of things. We cannot always promise people miracles. We are not entitled to that level. Whenever you invite people, you promise them that things are going to change. You promise them heaven on earth. Sometimes we just need to come with a formula that is going to guide the people to understand the how part of things. And if we can get that one right, people are going to serve God for who He is, not for what they can get from Him. And having said that is why now there are people these days who started now questioning the existence of God. Why? Because for the longest of time, they were promised that God is going to come through for them if they want, if they do 1, 2, 3, 4.
So are you saying then that partly we have contributed to the state of mind that people that find themselves in, of this discouragement and being tired?
100%, Mruti. 100%. With all the things they radiate, to parade ourselves as supermen. Remember when people come to you in confidence, Mruti Mwadi, they just come and offload. Many a times you'll ask me to leave my numbers at the end of the service so that people can call. And when people call sometimes, because Lorona now we don't actually come up with times and the day where we say, okay, for this day only, I'll be expecting calls from listeners or whoever who wants, some spiritual counseling or otherwise. But when people go through emotions, they'll just pick up the phone and call, not understanding whether you are in the meeting or you are facing challenges. Because when people look at you, they see you as a superman instead of seeing God in you. And if we can always point people back to the Creator, the one who created them in his own image and likeness, then we are going to have people, by Lord, they operate and function in a sense that reflects the God that created them. When I can just pull in quickly for the sake of time, 1 Thessalonians, Mruti, chapter 1:3, and I try to summarize it. First it says, understand that godly living includes work that flows from faith, labor that flows from love, and patient endurance.
Mruti? Patience and endurance. Mruti, have we lost you there? Well, it looks like we have lost Mruti. It's 8:08 on Radio Perpetual. Mruti, are you back?
I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Patience and endurance, that's where we lost you.
Okay, patient endurance, that flows from living hope. Mruti, if we lose our hope in God, everything is going to turn out to be catastrophic. Especially when we focus more men, man-made, promises, kind of promises where I'll promise that once I lay my hands on you, you're going to get employed tomorrow. Your life is going to change. All your problems will disappear. And miracle is going to overtake you. Money is going to start chasing you. But I'm not giving you a formula that will come, Mruti, and modernize you to the level and the sense where you'll have to come up with some means of survival and hoping in the kindness and the goodness of God. For the Bible says he's fair. He's not unrighteous. He is just and true, righteous in all his ways and works. There is no unrighteousness, no unfaithfulness in him. And this is where we rely upon his ways, when we feed ourselves from his promises. Putting away this prayer point, tailoring the forever fight with demons, casting out demons, fighting the devil, and just relying on the promises of God, meditating upon the love and the promises of God until we bring such into focus. That is the only time where we qualify, Mruti, to go and testify to others I was just addressing this other pastor friend. He was so obsessed about the outreaches. And say, she said, look, whenever you go for outreaches, you are expecting harvest. But you can never go for harvest unless you plant the seed. So there are times, Loring, they call for process. You know where we'll be planting seed, and thereafter then we can go for harvest. So now when once we are liberated, Nuruti, for loyalty, we start putting away everything that is man-made. Every promise that are man-made. Every attention, let us not draw people to us, but let us point people back to the Creator. I believe that most men now, back of fashioning, Lord, God, the Creator. Many people, they no longer, distribute the power and the love of God to many. Mm-hmm. But they rather point people to many so-called, supernatural workers. By Loring, they will come and perform, sorcery like Bobalam. Mm-hmm. The study says Balaam was even more gifted than Moses when coming, to sorcery. But if we are committed to the cause, mm-hmm, and to the calling, emodimo arifile nyona, we must always point people back to Jesus. Mm.
Murthy, I don't always do this or say this, but I just got a message from my family. Just got a message from my wife who's saying, that they are listening, and my mother is there and she's listening too. Maybe you can say hi to them, Murthy.
You are blessed.
Yeah.
Then Mamruti Muhabi becomes Juni.
All right.
So shalom.
Acknowledge.
Shalom. You are blessed.
Okay.
For your wife to listen to you, Mruti, you are very blessed.
Thank you very much. Just send me
wife,
messages that
wife,
we are listening.
Happy life. Mm. They say happy
she,
wife.
She listens. I don't know, they were supposed to be watching television, but most of the time that they do listen. But thanks,
wow.
Mruti. Them rabba acknowledge at least for tonight.
We are honored. Now, if there is one thing, Muruti, that we really need to do, matazingana adrai, matazingana abu, mamai lori, even for people to kneel down and pray, it's a mission. Let us not forget that God is not unrighteous. God never forget your work and labor of love. Keep on keeping on doing good. I mean, I know it is no longer, a fashionable these days to help each other. It is every man for himself. But that act of love that you do for others, expecting nothing in return, it is registered in the good books of our Father. And if we keep on keeping doing these good things, we are also creating and paving the way for the generations to come. So there are people who will remember you after long you are gone for the good works that you did. Because
and that seed never dies. And that seed never dies, even if they won't remember you in their lifetime. But one way or the other, somewhere down the line, the Holy Spirit can even remind three generations after they have long gone. Muruti, thank you very much. Please give us your numbers quickly.
072-316-3117.
It's 072-316-3117. Ke re Muruti David Malatse on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Re tle yalo mo bukutlong ba thulaganyo ra tsela gompieno mo gaetsho tsela pele gore e tsamana na station.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/radiopulpit.